It's a schosser and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're at the end of Sefer Shemos. Vayakel Pekudei, Chazak Chazak V'nit Chazek, as the Ramban says, Sefer HaGeula. And we're going to get to Sefer Vayikra so soon, next week. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yisod. The Torah tells us, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Aleph, Vayakel Moshe es Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And Moshe assembles all of Klal Yisrael, Vayomer Aleihem, and he says to them, Elu Advarim Asher Siva Hashem La'Sososam. These are the things that you have to do. And right away the Torah tells us this interesting Lashon of Vayakel. Why Lashon Vayakel? That we're coming to assemble. What about La'Sof, to gather all the people? And we know that we're speaking Vayakel is the Tzibor, is the community. And right away we talk about Shabbos, like we spoke about Shabbos last week. The Makor HaBracha, Shabbos, we realize we're Ribbono Shel Olam's in charge, we take a step back, and we become creators with Hashem, and we realize Hashem is the creator. And it talks about Shabbos, and again, it goes back into the Mishkan, and it keeps on reviewing. And then it goes into the individuality of each person. And it's very interesting, because the parsha after that is Pekudei. Wouldn't you think it should be Pekudei Vayakel? First I talk about the individual, and then I speak about the Tzibor. Obviously they're intertwined, which we're going to talk about. But why the order? Vayakel and Pekudei. Furthermore, 1B we'll call it. How did Klal Yisrael, they weren't craftsmen. How were they able to do everything? To build a beautiful Mishkan? That's the question of the Ramban. Question 2. Again, we got to get Vayakel, we got to get Pekudei. The Torah tells us something very interesting. It tells us in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chav Hei V'chol Isha Chochmas Lev Biyadeha Tavu. All the smart women, they were Chochmas Lev, and they were weaving, they were spinning with their hands, and they were Adiu at Matvet at Chiles, and they were doing all these great things. And then Pasuk Chav Hei, it says V'chol Anoshim Asher Nosa Libon. But wait, hold on. The Chochma Tavu is Aizim. I don't get it. There's two types of women here? What is it? Meaning you have Isha Chochma Slev. And what does Rashi say? Rashi quotes on the second pasuk. Tavu is Aizim quotes the Gemara in Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis and Shabbos that says they had a special Umne Yisera. Sheme'al Gabe Aizim, that on the Aizim themselves, they're able to go and spin the wool. And ask the great Rav Nechemia Kornitzer, the last chief rabbi of Krakow, the father-in-law of Shabsai Frankel, right? We see those beautiful svarim, Shabsai Frankel, right? The Rambam, and he has all the footnotes and all the sources. Amazing, amazing sefer. I always want Zaycha to be by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I saw him looking in the back, and I'm like, he's a schazer-in-law of Shas, everything. Amazing Shabsai Frankel sefer. But ask the great Rav Nechemia Kornitzer, what? One pasuk back-to-back. And why is Rashi saying this on the second pasuk, not in the first pasuk, talking about the women? Question 3. We know that we're told about the Mishkan, because the whole finalization of Sefer Shemos, Sefer HaGeula, is that living Mishkan that we all have to become. And it says, V'yito perek lamed ches pasuk of gimel, V'yito aliyov ben achi samach l'matei don. That we have two tribes, we have Betzal ben Uri and Aliyav ben Achitzamach Matei Don. And we know Betzal is from Yehuda. Yehuda represents Malchus. And you have Don. Don was one of the lower Shvatim. He was a craftsman. He actually wasn't Malchus. So we have this connection between Betzalel and Aliyav. And then Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Brachos, very fascinating Gemara. Moshe and Betzal are having a conversation. Moshe says to Betzalel, you know what, I have an idea. Make all the furnishing. Make all the kelim first, and then we'll put the house around it. And Betzalel says to him, I don't get it. Minog ha'olam lasot chila bayis. Is it the minog that you first make a house, and then you put the furnishing? When you're building a house, you don't like, oh, wow, I got a nice oven. Let me put the oven in, and I'll put the whole house around the oven. That's crazy. So it says Bezalel, what do you mean? You gotta build this, you gotta build a house and then you put the stuff in. And Moshe says, No, you should do it the other way. You should make the kelim and put the house around it. And then they're having a debate, and then it says Bezalel Kela Yisi. Rather, no, it's in Bezalel, Bezalel Kel, Kibavade Kach, Sival Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they did the Mishkan first, and then afterwards they did the kelim. Ask the great Bnei Yeshua. I don't get it. Says Bnei Yeshua, I don't get it. What was the conversation between Moshe and Bezalel? Of course Bezalel's right. When anyone's building a house, you obviously build a house. You know, you don't like have a couch, and they're like, oh, let me build the whole house around the couch. That doesn't make sense. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking? And what was Bezalel? Obviously Bezalel's, Bezalel Kale, they built the Mishkan this way. But what was the dialogue? What was the conversation between Moshe and Bezalel? So let's just chazer over again. You got to always make sure you got the questions in your pocket. You got to know the Torah. We need to have clarity. Question one is, it talks about Vayakel. Why the language of Vayakel? Vayakel Pekude. Shouldn't you think maybe it should be the individual and then the Tzibor, then Vayakel? And it's very interesting. Even in Vayakel, it goes into, we're talking about the Tzibor, and then all of a sudden it talks about the details of the person himself. And in Pekude, it talks about the individual, Pekudei, the counting of each person. And then it says, talking about the Tzibor. And how do they do this? How do they do the Mishkan? Question two, the women. It says, one pasuk, it says, Chochmas Leib. And then the next pasuk is talking about the women again. And it says, Asher, another type of woman. And Rashi quotes on the second pasuk. Well, quote right away on the first pasuk. That they're able to do this amazing thing, that they could do it while they were on the animals. And question three, what was the conversation between Moshe and Bezalel? So what's the yesod here? Again, there are a lot of yesodos, but what's the yesod? So I remember a couple years ago, me and my family, we were in for a chasana, and Baruch Hashem, beautiful chasana, my wife's sister, was beautiful, and right at the end of the trip, we decided we're going to go to my Uncle Al and Aunt Beverly's pool in Fairland, New Jersey. And it was a great day. My whole family came out. Beautiful, beautiful day. Right away, my sister, Tova, Tova Schaefer, Daniel, surprised me, amazing. Came to Eretz Yisrael, it was awesome. Got to learn together. And Tova, right away, someone fell into the pool. She jumps in, she saves the day. Baruch Hashem, we were there. But something amazing happened. Besides the fact I tried showing off to my kids, I could go into the whole pool, and I smacked my head in the diving board, of course. But besides that little fact, one of my daughters, I have a lot of daughters, can I have a heart, single them out. But one of my daughters was trying to go off the diving board, and she kept on going, and she got stuck. She's like, I can't do it. She went on diving, I can't do it. I'm like, you can do it, chanting your name. And finally she was able to do it, and she felt so good about herself. She felt so, wow. I had a challenge. And even though I had a challenge, I pushed. You know, I started thinking, I remember when I told the story when I had the Bacher, and he said, Rabbi, I can't wake up for Minyan. And he's like, what time are you going to sleep? Because I'm learning till 3. I'm like, okay, that doesn't really make so much sense. And we worked out a deal that I wanted to exercise, I wanted to go up that hill, and he wanted to wake up earlier. So we worked out a deal. I remember one time, I called him up, and I'm like, listen, it's raining outside. He's like, a deal's a deal. I said, I know, but it's hard. It's raining. Deal's a deal. One time, I was playing basketball in yeshiva. Call him up. I'm like, listen, I'm so tired. I exercised already. He's like, no, the deal's a deal. And I remember pushing. And again, we had a couple of shekel on tzedakah. But I remember every time I did it, and even when it was hard, when I didn't want to do it, that was when I really felt it. You know, when you push. And you push, that's great, that's greatness. And you know, when my daughter did that, she showed herself, she felt great about herself, because it was something she was struggling with, and she went for it. And I think that's the first answer. It comes along the great Ramban. And the Ramban says that it doesn't really make sense. How is it possible? They made this beautiful, all the details, and the structure, and the exact, how they do it. The Ramban says, you work as hard as you can. You put your best foot forward, and I'm going to help you do the rest. It's like that Ramban in Parshas Noach. How are you going to get all the zoos, everything into one boat? And the Ramban says, no, you put your best foot forward. You show yourself that you're ready. You're ready to be on my team. You're on Team Hashem. You're there for me. You do your steps, and I'll take care of the rest. And it says of Nechemri Kornitzer, that's the pshat. That's what's going on with these women. The first set of women were chachma slaves. They were given chachma. They were given knowledge. You know, a person obviously could work on his knowledge and he could work for perfection. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu has given everyone different abilities. And chachma, some people have it. They're smarter than other people. But the next pasuk says, Asher nasan libon, that they put the heart into it. When you put your heart into something, that's greatness. Because you're showing yourself, you're not limiting yourself. You're not saying, this is who I am, I was born with smarts, it's not my fault. But you put your heart in. Says Rav Nechemya Kornitzer, that's exactly what's going on. You know what the greater chiddush is, the second pasuk. That those women were able to go more than the first women. Because the first women, chokhmah slave, they were able to do great things. But the second women were able to even go and spin the wool when they were on the animals themselves. Why? Asher nosan libon. The more a person puts work and effort into it, the greater it's going to be. So which one is it? Vayakel or Pekudei? Obviously it's both. Obviously, Vayakel. Why the Lashon Vayakel? Because Lashon Vayakel is kehila. Right? We know that we have a mitzvah of getting all of Klal Yisrael together. Vayakel, right? We have the mitzvah of getting Klal Yisrael. As we all know, we have a mitzvah of Hakel. Right? After the Shemitah year, you have to bring it in. After a Shemitah year, you get all of Klal Yisrael together. Because there's this idea, as we know in Yirmiyahu, Periklam and Aleph, Pasuk, Ches, when we're talking about the time of Mashiach, it says Ka'al Gadol. Because we're part of this beautiful nation. But at the same time, there's individuality. And everyone realizes, wow, everyone has such a spark. Everyone has the ability for greatness. Everyone is unique. Everyone has their own dveikus with, obviously with the Torah. But this idea of individuality, but with the tzibor, together. We know that 248 limbs, 248 mitzvos, because each one of us, and that's the person, each one is integral, each person. And you know, we know that there's a Dor HaFloga, and they had some unity, but it was more, not, it wasn't unity, it says in Itziv, there was unity, but it was more of just conforming one to the other. When you conform one to the other, that's not real unity. Unity is realizing you have a mission statement. You want a great company, you want greatness. You got to figure out what is your mission statement. What is my mission in this world? So on the one hand, I'm Pekudei. I have the idea of I'm an individual. Everyone could strive for greatness. How am I going to become the greatest? How am I going to become taking out all of my potential, taking out that spark, but then realizing, taking a step back and realizing, wow, I have the tzibor. Look at this amazing nation. Right? Even in Shema, you have this Lashon Yachid, and then Lashon of the Tzibor, because you always have this. And it's not just the Tzibor of a lot of people coming together. There's a new entity of a Tzibor, and we have to realize that there's this idea of Tzibor. And we can't get stuck. When we get stuck in our ways, and we say, I can't grow, that's the worst thing in life. When a person just gets stuck, you know, when I was in YU, I took a criminology class. And it was awesome. Took a criminology class, became very good friends with the professor, Professor Redos. And I decided we were going to go on a class trip. I became the organizer of the class trip. And it turns out that my grandfather, Babzer Zetzal, right, he did it all, you know, but he was also a chaplain in Rikers Island. And I remember we all took a bus to Rikers Island, good times. A little scary. It's like his own place, own island. We took a bus, to a bus, the whole thing. And when we got there, damn, you know, they make sure we have the passports, the whole thing. We get in there, and my grandfather was giving us a shiur in jail. It was amazing. And there was a man, a black guy, And he was in jail, and I asked him if he was a convert. He said he wasn't. So I said, what are you doing here? So he's like, I'm here because I love kosher food. It's great. Okay, great. You know, you have the airplane food. It takes you 14 hours to unravel the whole airplane. But again, he loves it. And he loves the sermons. He loves the Torah. It's great. I'm like, wow, me too. Amazing. And then he told me something amazing. He said, you know, he's that guy, everyone likes him, and he's good, he behaves, and he's good, he does what he needs to do, and he gets out a lot of the times. But guess what? He steals again to come back in. And I thought to myself, wow, this guy is so fixed. He can't get out. He can't break out. He has a slave mentality, which we've spoken about before. Klal Yisrael couldn't fight against the Mitzrim, says Ibn Ezra, because they had a slave mentality. This person literally had a slave mentality. Because he didn't believe in himself. He just said, I am who I am. I steal, I do, and I just get back into. But we are Klal Yisrael. We are people of growth. We're Nediv Lev. What's the conversation between Moshe and Bezalel? So Moshe was getting the Torah of 40 days and 40 nights with Hashem. And Moshe was the greatest leader, the greatest Onav. He got right to it. Right, because the whole point of the Mishkan is to get to the Kalim, the Menorah, which we've spoken about, the Torah Shebaal Peh. We said Aron and Menorah, that the Menorah is Torah Shebaal Peh, but it was more of a gift. And the Aron is also Torah, but you have to work for it, like we're saying now. And Moshe Rabbeinu understood, he understood the end goal. But Bezalel says, listen, you got to build the structure first. We got to build the structure, you got to build your house. You got to have a sturdy, steady structure. And when you have that sturdy, steady structure, little by little by little, that Torah, that Menorah, that Mizbeach, the Lechem Aponim, is going to get there. But you've got to build that structure. And Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael, with all, every single person in Klal Yisrael, we're all building that structure. But we're even doing more than just building a structure. We're making the Kalim part of our lives. And I think this is the Yisod. The Yisod is that the more a person works, the more a person says, I could accomplish, as we spoke about last week, how they jumped the Chet HaEgel, because they just jumped on their instincts. They just did whatever they felt was right. They got nervous. They lacked emunah. But we need Kasher Sivcha Hashem. The Mishkan represents Kasher Sivcha Hashem. You know, Tosfos tells us in Bava Basra, it's talking about the whole yeshiva system. Right, it says, Kibitzion Tetzei Torah, beautiful Gemara. And Tosfos right on the spot says, why Yerushalayim? Why Yerushalayim? So Tosfos says, you know why? Because they would see all the Kohanim involved in the Karbonos, and the Avodas Hashem, and the Yiras Hashem. Comes along with Aaron Kotler, who's Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood. Right, look, if you look at Lakewood now, there are thousands and thousands of people steiging the Torah. And Rav Aaron Kotler says, from this Tosfos, everyone will become a living, walking Mishkan, a Mishkan Ma'at. How can you become a walking, living Mishkan? By bringing the Yiras Shamayim, realizing the Ribbono Shel Olam is part of our lives. And what's the idea? Why Dan? Why Aliyah ben Dan and Bezalel ben Yehuda? Because Yehuda's Malchus is Shamayim, and Dan is Aretz, working the land, and you need both. Shamayim and Aretz coming together, coexisting together, and that's what the Mishkan was. That you have Shamayim and Aretz, and even the Aretz, the Karbonos, you could bring Kedusha to anything, anything mundane, you could bring Kedusha. So I think these are the answers. Vayakel represents the idea of Hakel, all of Klal Yisrael. And again, there's the ability of an individual rising, showing himself that he could be a star, but at the same time, realizing that he's part of the bigger picture of Klal Yisrael. And that's Vayakel Pekude. The women, Nosan Libon, says the Ramban, if you put your heart into it, you could accomplish anything you want. But the key is that you got to put your heart into it. Only Hashem knows what's in your heart. Only you know what's in your heart. You got to put your heart into it. But you got to build that structure. You got to build the structure of the Mishkan. And if you build that structure, Bezalel Kel, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is going to come into your life. Bezes Hashem, Chazak, Chazak, V'nit Chazek. Right at the end of Sefer Shemos, such a beautiful pasuk. And the pasuk says, "Ki anon Hashem ala mishkan yomam ve'eshti alayla," that there's a cloud of Hashem on the mishkan by the day and the fire at night, because Hashem is part of our lives. He's every single journey. Hashem is on the mishkan, and we're all hoping and yearning to become that walking living mishkan. But the way you become a walking living mishkan is asher nosan libon. You put your heart into it. The more you put your heart into it, the greater reward you're going to get. Bezat Hashem, everyone should have a chazak, chazak, benit chazek. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos. Finishing off, Sefer HaGeulah, the Sefer of Shemos. And let us all become that walking, living Mishkan.